This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. As news of scientists' research on puppy dog eyes continues to invade your social media feed this week, with never-ending pictures of the cutest dogs demonstrating the look, you may be feeling like it's time for a new furry family member. But pump the brakes for a minute. We here at GPB are huge fans of dogs, which is why we recently launched a new digital series. It's called Unleashed, which covers different aspects of dog ownership. A new episode featuring yours truly comes out today, and in honor of that, my producer Taylor and I decided to take a trip to the Atlanta Humane Society to learn a little bit more about how to choose a dog. Upon arrival at the Humane Society, we were greeted by a few furry friends, including puppies eager for a playmate. Some curious kittens.
Baby, it's okay.
And grown-up dogs working those puppy eyes extra hard. During our visit, I sat down with Christina Hill of the Atlanta Humane Society, and we started out by talking about the benefits of bringing home an animal.
So dogs and cats reduce your blood pressure. They provide you companionship, they provide you love. You know, you get home from work from a really hard day, your dog's there wagging its tail at you. Cat may be a little different depending on the temperament, but you know there's love even when you have a cat and the cat's like, oh gosh, you're home, that's great, where's my food? So they provide you love, it makes you laugh, you're kind of like, yep, that's my companion, that's my friend, that's something that, you know, relies on me, and a lot of people get a lot of joy out of that.
So when you come in and you're looking to adopt, there are many things that you should be thinking about, and I'm wondering, how important is lifestyle when you consider it one of these animals?
Lifestyle is incredibly important, especially when you look at, you know, we get a lot of puppies here at the Atlanta Humane Society. Puppies take a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It's definitely doable if you work a regular 9-to-5 job, but if you're traveling a lot, if you work overnights, if you work really weird shifts, you want to make sure you have a support system who can help you with that animal throughout the day, maybe a dog sitter, family members, friends who can pop in and check that animal. If you're an active person, you like to run, we definitely have dogs that can run with you. If you do travel a lot, cats might be a great choice. Cats make great companions. I know we joke about them maybe being a little bit aloof, but they're definitely great companions, and there's a lot of cats that are friendly and do want to be on your lap and be around you and get a lot of cuddles.
Okay, now I want to ask you this. The Westminster the dog mm-hmm. show, that took place earlier this year, and it's one of the biggest events in the animal world. A wire fox terrier named King took best in show. But I'm wondering, do shelters see more interest in certain breeds when something like that happens? Or there's another reboot of 101 Dalmatians. Everybody wants a Dalmatian, you know, the polka-dotted dog. Does that tend to happen?
Yeah, we definitely see when there's dogs portrayed in movies or television shows that are really popular, mm-hmm. people want that dog because they see that dog and they're like, wow, that breed must be so great. That style of dog must be so great because that single dog is so fantastic. So what we really, really encourage when we see that is to let people know that personality is in a lot of different dogs. Look at all these other great dogs. Like, what exactly are you looking for in a dog? Are you looking for someone who follows you around, who hangs out with you, who does tricks, who does agility? There's a lot of different breeds that have that inclination, have that ability to do those as well.
Because mm-hmm. there are some breeds I heard Dalmatians aren't exactly friendly toward children.
Yeah, Dalmatians, they can tend to be a little bit particular in who they like, but it doesn't go across all breeds, right? Some breed traits are definitely more prominent in certain situations, but it all depends on that dog. They're just like people, right? We all have different personalities. We all have different traits. Sometimes that breeding does encourage certain traits, and sometimes it doesn't matter. It's just that dog is a unique individual.
Yeah. I know on a previous visit here, I learned that you have a lot of older dogs that might actually be good companions.
Yeah, we have a wide variety of animals, and our older dogs are fantastic. They tend to be lazier and really couch potatoes, which is great for certain people. Mm-hmm. Some people just want a dog to come home and cuddle with and just kind of exist and not have to take, you know, on 4 walks a day to hopefully tire them out by 9 o'clock mm-hmm. or, you know, give them a lot of enrichment so they're not so, you know, so hyper and overexcited. So we have a lot of great older dogs who fit a personality like that, someone who just wants a companion, who doesn't want to have to take them on a lot of exercise and get them out a lot.
So what happens if you adopt a dog, maybe a puppy, you take that dog home and then find that this is not working? What do you do? I know that's probably very emotionally difficult for people.
Yeah, it's incredibly hard. People really want to make that pet work, and we'll talk with them, we'll work with them. So if they call and they're like, hey, this isn't working, we'll work with them through some different things. Is it the potty training? Is it the barking? Is it this? Is it that? Have you tried these types of toys while you're gone? Have you tried giving them this type of positive reinforcement and different techniques? And if it doesn't work, if it's just not something that fits with their lifestyle, we'll take that animal back into our care. So that's okay. Sometimes it doesn't work out. You gave it a try. We're going to be able to find another home for that animal, and then we'll be able to help you find an animal that does fit your lifestyle.
That was Christina Hill of the Atlanta Humane Society. You can catch the new episode of our digital series, Unleashed, A Dog's Life, today at gpb.org. This is GPB. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start calling.